So I'm going to have heartburn all night because I had tuna fish for dinner. Oh, we should talk and see if it's recording.
Is it recording?
That was for Big Fatty. And it was tuna fish. So it smells like stank.
I thought you had the leftover pasta from the other day.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That was for Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2765 of the BFO44, right? The 31st of August, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got more voice letters, but we're going to try to catch up on e-letters.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, two-thirders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You're two-thirders today because, y'all, as of today, this year is two-thirds over. Big Fatty, where did the time go? I don't know. But, y'all, 4 months from today will be New Year's Eve. Big Fatty. y'all, that's not the only thing exciting happening this weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, is it really that time also? Himself. Yes, that's right, y'all. It is college sports ball season, and y'all, it kicked off on Thursday night, just with a very little fanfare. But y'all, Saturday, tomorrow, the 1st of September, y'all don't forget to say rabbit, rabbit. y'all, the college sports ball season is in full, it's in full what? It's a Big Fatty, it's in full play. Big Fatty, did you have tuna fish? No. Y'all, it's in full force, and y'all, it'll go until, well after New Year's Eve. So y'all, sit back with Mean Keen and I and enjoy that. I think Moose P enjoys a little sports ball also. Yes, Big Fatty, and I'm sure there's others. They just don't dare admit it. But you know, all those tight pants, Big Fatty, and sweat. Oh, dear Big Fatty, I gotta go touch myself. See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today, for right? Y'all a former co-host of the Fouled Monkeys. Yes, Big Fan. By the way, Big Fan, it was finally nice to meet Adam at the Pride 48. Well, you know, he'll be replaced by this time next year, it's true. Just like this former host was replaced. Y'all, it's everybody's favorite racist. Y'all, it says J.C. Marple. Big Fan, I thought he was a rapist. No. y'all, he's down there in the, where is he? Plant City, Florida? Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Saturday, the 1st of September, y'all, he is our Tejas State Fair correspondent. He calls us every year with all the new foods at the Tejas State Fair. Y'all, it's Bjorn, Big Fatty. And I think he lives in, does he live in Dallas? Is that where the State Fair is? Joe in Dallas could tell us it's true. Joe in Dallas couldn't be bothered to go to the State Fair. But we love to have our report from Bjorn every year. And y'all, then on Sunday, another replaced co-host of the Fouled Monkeys. Y'all, is Roger Big Fatty. I thought Big Ricky told us never to mention his name again. Oh, well. So y'all, if you see J.C. Marple, Bjorn, or the never to have his name mentioned again former co-host of the Fouled Monkeys on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big ol' piece of cake. And I just hope Bjorn's is dipped in batter and fried to a crackly crunch and then covered with powdered sugar and chocolate and caramel sauce and maybe some whipped cream and nuts and a cherry. And Big Fatty, it sounds like he's going to lose his left foot after eating that.
Happy birthday.
Bar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Gussie, y'all, I'm going through the e-letter box today, and y'all, there's a a missive. There's a missive from Miss Patty Bacon. It says, "You two, poodle content for Nola." Big Patty, we're already back. Well, I'm behind, so anyway, it says, "Ole, Big, it's me, Patty Bacon from Niedrabah, North Dakota, but lately cloistered with some not singing nuns in the Connecticut. It's been too quiet and peaceful. It's been a too quiet and peaceful rest, but I'm ready to return to society. Big, when I got my car phone back, I was shocked to see you have less than 250 little shows left. Well, this prompted me to start working on your spinoff again, the Fatty and Patty Show. Big Fatty, I love it. I think our negotiations were stalled when Poodle didn't sign the contract to appear as our wacky neighbor. Big Fatty, I just couldn't do it. oh, heavens, forgive me. Ole, Poodle, hi. It's me, Patty Bacon, hey! Well, Big, I didn't realize that your producer, Ronell, of the Ronell Podcasting of the Ronell Podcasting Network sold the rights to you to Miramax, a little talking dog that likes to pick fights, told me that Miramax owner Harvey Fierstein made crude advances towards Poodle during negotiations, which is why Fatty and Patty was stalled. Big Fatty, I didn't want to bring that up. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you. Anyway, Big, I said, no, no, it is not possible. I was so certain Harvey Fierstein that Harvey Fierstein was into gentleman callers, not poodles. Big Fatty, I think I got confused too. Well, it's... Anywho, Poodle, let's try to open negotiations again now that Harvey is out of the picture and rights reverted back to Ronell. Ronell. We can also speak to that Alexander Saturday Night Fever about writing our spinoff theme song. Yes, Big Fatty, Alexander Fever. but I'm jealous of your music, he wrote. I'd love to have my own personal theme song. Well, I mean my own song on the Pinana. Toodles, Patty, well, first of all, Patty, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's always lovely to hear from a member of the Bacon family, although I've been getting quite a few calls and testimoniums and all from your cousin Catherine. Kathleen, she, you know, she's entertaining the little Aussie batter there in Aberdeen, which is that's Nidrabah backwards. Oh yes, Big Fatty, also forgot to say Ole Big was hello backwards. Yes, Big Fatty. Patty, we'll have to get right on. We will have to get right on all those negotiations because we're down to 235 little shows now. Big Fatty, where does the time go? It seems like the year passes by slow, but the end of the BFO is never gonna get here. Well, yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question came in to us back on the 23rd, a little more than a week ago. Y'all, is from my international number one straight boyfriend. Big Fatty, is that tuna fish? No. You know, tuna fish swims upstream on me. Yes, Big Fatty, sounds like something else is swimming upstream on you, too. Y'all, that's a... country ham. I had that from a brofka. Big Fatty, and it is not... No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, Straight Bob. Straight Bob sent me an Axe Big Fatty question. He says, cut or uncut? Thank you for calling. First of all, Straight Bob, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter and the content. It's always lovely. Just lovely to hear from you. And Straight Bob, I'll be happy to answer this. I believe perhaps you need to answer that also. Big Fatty, I think we need photogenic evidence. Okay, well, there you have it, Straight Bob. Poodle wants to see it. Big Fatty, I do want to see it. Straight Bob, I'm kind of like Big Ricky. I'm kind of halvesies. It's just kind of halvesies. But I'll let you check it out next time you come for a visit. Big Fatty, he'll never come see you again because of that. That's it. Y'all, speaking of straight boyfriends, y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend Dan wrote and says, greetings. Hey there, just wanted to check in and say hello. Your trip sounds amazing. A whole lot of debauchery. I was quite jealous to hear about all the fun. I got to deal with a screaming baby. Pig Fanny! And Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend got to deal with two screaming babies. Well, that's true. Who, by the way, is now 8 pounds, 8 ounces, 2 months and a day old. Y'all, by this came in on the 28th. 8 pounds, 8 ounces, 2 months and a day old, and 21.5 inches long. I'm not sure why the doctor didn't measure his height, though. Big Fanny, he's as vulgar as you. I was able to make it into the chat room for about 30 minutes on your little show. I found out that Lamont Cranston used to live right near me for a while. You read one of his comments in the chat room about him doing time. I did? I don't remember that. Oh, by the way, y'all, let me just say this. I will be posting the little shows that I did in New Orleans in a couple of weeks when I go over to visit my mother over there in Atlanta. So those are coming. And he says, all right, sir, hope your flight back was a dandy, and I shall talk to you soon. Love you. Big Fanny, it's about damn time, he said, love you. Well, Dan, first of all, thank you so much for that, and continue being just as vulgar as you are. Yeah, Big Fanny, he's as vulgar as you. Y'all, I've gotten a lot of voice letters, but y'all, for some reason, Midwest Matt sent me one. But y'all, I never got the voice letter part. All I got was the translation. So y'all, I thought I'd recreate this. I'm going to do my best Midwest Matt voice and present this to you. So here we go. Hey, Big Fatty, Midwest Matt, and just was listening to your podcast. Sounds like you had a hoot and holler in New Orleans, and so sorry I couldn't be there. The story about Granny's drunken evening was hysterical, so it made my day. I just have kind of a coupon report for you. The Kmart is now it is officially the last Kmart in Rockford is going to close down. I was thinking I misspoke before. Alternative facts about the wild. Big Fanny, yo, this is just kind of fucked up also. Anyway, I thought it was the last Kmart, but this one definitely last name Martin Roberts closing. Big Fanny, I don't know what that means. And so all their merchandise was 60 to 70% off. So I had bought a pair of Tom McCann dress shoes, which used to mean something, but got those for $10.49. Anyway, got some supplements, herbal supplements that Sean likes at $6.88 for two of those. And Big Fatty, this just anyway, Big Fatty, you can't even well, anyway, y'all, the translation is worse than me trying to do Midwest Matt's voice. So Midwest Matt, if you can resend that, I'd appreciate it. Yes, Big Fatty, we'd all appreciate it, because that was just terrible. Yes. Oh, Dick, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Don't forget Rabbit in the morning. and y'all, our big brother, Thursday Night Live show is being preempted by the NFL sports ball, so I'll have to watch it late on Friday morning. Y'all, speaking of big brother, y'all, old Crooked Hat can't record but first until Tuesday evening, so we'll don't look for that right away. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Mr. Cackle and the crew from Blom Time. Mr. Cackle, any parting remarks about New Orleans?
That was for Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it sounds like they were in the love chamber.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.